So what's basically your argument here?
Well, you know, I don't want to get, honestly, I can only say so much because Master Hartnett's asked us not to try this in the court of public opinion, which we are more than happy not to do. But it basically, what we're trying to get done here is to make sure every legal vote has been counted. And I know that's cliche, but that's honestly what we're trying to get the bottom of. And through our investigation and our research, we have found some illegal votes that were counted. And we're trying to get those illegal votes that were counted out of the final count.
Okay. Is your aim here to get an accurate count out of this vote or to get a new election?
Accurate count out of this vote, absolutely.
Okay, so the new election, that's kind of going around. I just didn't know if that was part of your...
It's not what we want at all. You know, we feel that we would rather, because a new election is a burden on the voters, the house, for everybody, truthfully. Now, sometimes it's the only way to get to the bottom and find out who should have won. Even then, though, it's questionable because the new election's new circumstances behind the election. But we felt like we won the election that already happened, along with every legal vote's counted. So let's go back. Let's make sure every legal vote's counted, and we feel pretty confident that we'll end up on top after that's done.
So you talked a little bit about do you feel that some of the votes that were counted shouldn't have been? Do you feel that all the votes that should have been counted were counted?
Some of those are questionable. You know, we have some questions about some of them. But we're really just kind of focusing on the votes that were counted that we know should not have been counted.
Okay. Right now it's a dozen votes, is that right?
It's at a dozen votes, yes, sir. After the recount, it was decided it was 12 votes.
Okay. So how does this play out? What does this mean to people that live in the district and you know, people, I guess, statewide that are, you know, as a total legislative vote? How do you think this affects normal folks?
Well, I think for me, the way I look at it is, one, it affects the voters here in 48 to where we can find out who really should have won the election and see who should have won the election, and honestly, whoever that is. Secondly, is by going back and looking at how the Travis County clerk counts votes, it gave us a chance to really examine some of the things that have gone on, and it gives the House and other entities an opportunity also to see some of the things that have gone on, and we can try to make sure that no mistakes happen in the future, I guess.
Okay. Does all of this this was your first run for office, right?
No, absolutely, yes.
so how would you assess your faith in the electoral system in Texas right now?
Oh, I feel very confident about it. You know, I've had no problem at all along putting my fate as a politician in this election in the hands of the voters and also in the hands of the people that do the recount and then also the opportunity to contest it to the House. You can see there's entities that are there to make sure that every legal vote gets counted. And I feel very good about how this process has gone. Now, obviously, I wish it wouldn't take so long, but I feel like they're trying to get to the bottom of who really should have won, and I think that's what every voter wants.
Okay. When you look at the facts in this case, do you feel like that this is a black and white case, or is there some gray area here?
For the most part, black and white. I think there might be some differences of opinion about what that black and white is, but ultimately I think it's black and white. It's really easy to get to the bottom of.